It's time for Mind Your Business on 710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network to present the weekly business radio show produced by the award-winning marketing firm Bottom Line Marketing Group, BLMG, sharing business and marketing strategies to make you and your business successful. Now, here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis.
Welcome to another edition of Mind Your Business right here on 710 WR, the voice of New York and around the world on the powerful IR Radio Network. Yes, 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 the Nielsen ratings have us once again in the top 10 in New York AM radio. We came in number 3. How cool is that? That is a testament to the great listenership of this program who have come to expect great business content week in and week out. And this week we're catching up with David Krangle, CEO of YB Woodfloors. And where are we having our conversation from? From the Pinnacle Conference in Toronto, Canada. David, before I get to my guest, first some background about the show. Again, we've been on, actually we are completing our 8th year. We started in July of 2015. And we've had such incredible guests on the show. Stephen Sadoff, the former CEO of Saks Fifth Avenue. Beth Comstock, former vice chair and CMO at General Electric. Seth Godin, Shep Hyken, Ramon Ray. These names, Mike McIntyre, John Sculley, the former CEO of Apple and Pepsi. How cool is that? And we just recently had the CEO of Dale Carnegie. Why am I saying this? Because the listeners have come to expect incredible business content from big business influencers week in and week out. And we appreciate your confidence in the show. And that, of course, helps to attract, and through the various different channels that we're syndicated on, of course, Business Class and the article in the Jewish Home and on Nucky Radio, etc. Special shout out to the great team at Bottom Line Marketing Group, BLMG, who plays a critical support role for the show in particular. Cirilli, thank you so much for traveling out here to Toronto, Canada, the Pinnacle Conference, to record these shows. A special shout out to Darren, Peter, and Robert at 710WR. Thank you, Zeb Brenner, for the shout out. And without further ado, going to tonight's guest, David Crane, CEO of YD Woodfloors. YD Woodfloors was established over 10 years ago, back in 2011, and supplies, installs, and finishes hardwood floors in the entire tri-state area. YD Woodfloors ensures customer satisfaction and makes the entire flooring process as simple as possible for the customer. We say hello and welcome to David Krangle. Thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Welcome, Yitzhak. Thank you so much for bringing me on to this show. It's an honor for me to be here.
Thank you.
And I feel I'm just in a very good place to be here.
Thank you. And, you know, being here at the Pinnacle Conference, and a special shout out, of course, to Norm Trainer, and Keita Deming for coordinating this incredible conference. We could potentially maybe get to and share some secrets about YB and maybe certain things that were implemented, of course, without giving away the fort, because obviously your secret sauce is what makes YB so unique. But David, perhaps can you explain the concept of how a product can be much more than a product and can truly provide customer satisfaction?
So me being a flooring expert and doing wood floors
for over 12 years.
12 years in my own company. And I got to that point that a floor is very, very personable. It's very, very, a very sensitive subject. People have very, very high expectations on a wood floor. And this brought me to become who I am today.
Okay. Because you would think, just, you know, flooring, place carpeting, you know, it's the type of thing that, like, okay, you walk on it.
But you walk on it and you expect that the walking on it should be a very long-lasting product. People expect. You touch the wall in the house, you touch anything in the house, it breaks in a second. But if you walk on the floor and you keep on walking, and everyone walks on the floor, you only walk on the floor, but the expectation is so high that it must be a long-lasting product, and also without any issues. if there is any little issue, you right away get a phone call. What's going on? So it's a very sensitive subject. And that's why a floor needs to be done right.
So David, it really brings me to my next question. How important is it to truly listen to customer feedback? A customer calls up and maybe obviously we all pray for the compliments. And the compliments I'm sure come. But let's say there's a critique or suck. Someone's complaining. Maybe they're not even correct. They're not right. But how important is it?
So that's why it's extremely important to when you start discussing the flooring in the beginning with the customer, when they walk into you the first time, say, hey, I need a floor. And it's very important to become very attentive, listen to what they expect, what do they want, how do they want it, and just make sure that they get that experience. Because later, when it's going to be all done and everything is going to be finished, every sentence what they said, they're going to repeat to you. We told you then. You understand?
So it's a point.
Very, very
to listen carefully early on, because that's the guidance and ultimately what's going to happen, right? And the feedback and the way, if they appreciate it or not, will be based on the experience that you provide, which you were given the heads up because they did tell you from the outset. The key is to make sure to listen and to implement.
Yeah, all the time I come to the customer and the customer says, David, what is this? You know, so I right away want to see, is it something that affects the whole floor? Is it in one area? Is it a defect of the product? That's why it's very, very, very important to just keep the ear open and make sure that you just listen. Just listen to the customer.
Now, David, you talk, of course, about implementing the feedback, but now we go to the question about doing the homework. You are known in the industry of someone that does their homework. Can you tell us why research is so important for a CEO of a company and to do the homework and not just say, well, it worked yesterday, it worked a week ago, it worked a month ago, it worked a year ago, but rather stay on top of the trends and do the research? Why is that so? Why is that so key?
So the flooring industry is a very, very complex market. You're going to go into any local suppliers. They are going to sell you anything that's on the shelf. There's so many things on the shelf. There's so many products that you could buy and you could choose from. And there's only a few that our customers are going to be happy. And most of it is going to just be problematic. And the whole idea is that when you do a floor, you want to bring something that's going to last a very long time, not something that they sell, something that's good for this environment, something that belongs in this type of setting. If it's in-floor heat, or if it's high humidity, or if it's low humidity, whatever it is in the setting, you have to make sure that you're going to bring something that's going to last. The customer is not going to be happy. If they have to call you with a problem, then the whole job wasn't worth it. And it's not anything that you want to be. You don't want to be there.
We're speaking with David Krangle, CEO of YB Wood Floors. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Shia Rubinstein, Executive Vice President of the JCon Conference, is inviting you to attend our Real Estate Summit on Tuesday, July 11 at the Hilton in Staten Island. For more information and to register, please visit attendjcon.com. Once again, attendjcon.com, where you'll hear from panelists, speakers, networking, mentors, and anything related to real estate. And of course, the great food. Don't miss it. Once again, please visit AttendJCon. That's AttendJCon.com. For more information, to see all the different panels and lineup, and of course, to register. Looking forward to seeing you once again at attendjcon.com for the JCon Real Estate Summit, Tuesday, July 11 at the Hilton in Staten Island.
Paraflight. Luxurious and private, our network of jets and helicopters provide stress-free corporate flights for discerning business owners and executives. Experience the Paraflight difference as we fly you from anywhere to anywhere, anytime. Call 844-538-1911. Jet and helicopter charters, 24/6 dispatch center, domestic and international, urgent flights, concierge service, ground transportation, gourmet kosher catering. Paraflight. We focus on your flights. You focus on your business. Call Sim Shane and the Paraflight team toll-free at 844-538-1911. Paraflight, 844-538-1911. Experience the Paraflight difference, 844-538-1911.
We're back. Mind Your Business with Leah Sutsapas right here on 710 WOR, the voice of New York. And my guest is the CEO of YD Wood Floors, David Krangle. And we're recording the show from the Pinnacle Conference. Pinnacle Conference 2023 in Toronto, Canada. And I'm catching up with David Krangle because he's one of the participants here. And he has a great story to share. Again, YD Wood Floors has been in operation for 12 years. He excels in customer service and many areas. And in fact, I want to turn to you, David, at some, you know, from being on the front lines for over a decade, what would you say is the key to your success? Wow, success in a company in general. But you could say, you know what, this was really a key to my success.
So the very, very big part is systems. Setting up systems that work, that you should be able to grow. We're a wood flooring specialist. We do custom finishes. We do very nice work. We also are a construction company. We have to come in between the raindrops. We have to install the floor before the tile dye, after the sheetrock, before. We have to be able to coordinate between so many trades. And then the floor then needs to still be something that lasts and something very strong. So in order to get that, you need to have systems in place that you should be able to execute. We used to do jobs that used to take months. I used to come to, before we set up, and the manager, the owner, the developer, they call us, they say, how much time do you need to do this building? And I used to sit, talk with everyone and start to see. I said, I called back the guy and I said, this job is going to take 4 weeks. And the guy was very happy.
Okay.
And then with time, we wanted to do more and we wanted to not be stuck on one project, wanted to be able to do a bunch of projects and go on. And so we implemented systems that we should be able to work much less on the job, more on the setup, more on the preparation, more on the proactive, being proactive and taking care of all the little things that need to get done. Because when you do wood floors, you're like having a shop and you're like setting up a whole shop. But when you set up everything beforehand and you have everything lined up, you have these good systems in place that tell you, take care of this, purchase all the stuff, get everything lined up. So by the time you get the call to come do the project, everything is ready. And we come, you just come in, go out, you don't understand anyone's way.
And I would imagine over time that you perfected the process, right? Over the years.
Yes.
By now, you've learned in the early years and now you have it down to a science.
So we used to do these custom houses. It's impossible to do. It was impossible to do a custom house with so many different designs that's custom. Everything is custom. The floor is built in into the room. How is the room going to look after the floor is finished? So you need to come into the room and make sure that, and it's not like the plan. The plan is never like
the final.
So when you come in, you need to, and it takes so much time to deliver a quality product. Just 1, 2, 3. So what did we do? We implemented a system that we don't work on the customer's time. We do it on our time. No one is making, no one is calling. No one's calling, hey, when are you coming? When are you coming? We call the customer. We call them. We tell them, hey, everything's ready. We can come in. Everything is ready. And by the time they call us, we're just going to be, we did now lately a bunch of custom jobs that it just took us some jobs a half a day. We used to sit there 5 days, 7 days, half a day. Why? System set up, being proactive. And
now, David, you're running this company. You have a team under you. But talk about the role of the CEO. CEO has to show up every day confident, excited, passionate, right? They can't be in some type of sour mood because it's going to affect the entire team. Maybe you could speak to that, the role of the CEO.
It's very, very important to be positive and confident. And work is hard. It's not easy to go and knock out a job. It's very, very, very important to come with the positive approach that everything's going to be good and we're going to figure everything out. Just because things go so quick, and when things go quick, it could break down. Could break down and things it is not going to go. You make a schedule and you say we're going to be finished in 2 days or the 3 days, and then it comes a day and you see it's not going to happen. This broke and that fell down and he didn't show up and they didn't show up and we showed up and they're not ready. And there's so much dealing with so many
a lot of details.
You must be positive in order to drive this.
Now, here's a key and a delicate question. In order for a company to scale, they do have to delegate. You have to have a great team, right? There's a limited amount of time in the day to oversee everything. Every client wants to know that the CEO is involved on some level. What's your recommendation on that? Because I'm sure, you know, YD has a great team overseeing the projects. But still, I imagine every client wants to know that David Kringle is looking after my job.
Correct. When we go and we confirm a sale with any client, any customer, any developer, any contract, any designer, they expect David Kringle to understand and to be on top of every little aspect. So when they call me, they need to be informed right away what's going on. And I also need to know what's going on. So it's very important for me to know, to be in the know on every step on the way.
And this, I mean, let's face it, in a job like this, there's a lot of details and it's over a length of time. Like you said, some are 4 weeks. Some, I don't know if it's fair to say, could be a few months, especially a big project. So that means you really have to, I don't know how you do it because there's only so many amount of hours in the day. But to really be kept abreast of all the details of what's going on each job site.
Right. So this is a very, very strong part that I focus on systems that I should be in the know, that I should be able to know what's going on. I used to not know. We used to have so many jobs, but I did not know who's going to be ready next. When are we going to need to go to him? When are we going to need to go over there? Now, when we have a system in place, so we already check in advance so we know all these jobs are going to be done later. And this is, we don't need to look at. And I'm only focused on these projects that are important now at the moment. And I always keep space for my relationships to make sure that I have space for them and time.
So that they're going to be
here, that they are
going to be serviced.
They're being serviced and they're being taken care of, that they get David Kringle 100%.
Now, here's a key question. Why is it important for a company to provide full service and not only one piece? So, for example, you are a hardwood flooring specialist. When you come in, you're like taking care of that entire process, right? From you working along with either the interior decorator, the interior designer, the architect, the contractor, whatever the case may be, and overseeing that, and then ordering the supplies, laying it down, servicing it. There's like a lot involved. As opposed to some companies that are just like, okay, just, you know, I'll just, you know, do one side of the equation. Why, from your perspective, is it critical? And I know, again, YB does this, that you look after the entire flooring project.
So in the beginning, when we started, we were a flooring installer. We did just installation and finishing. So we did install and finish. And we bumped into so many issues where we need to take responsibility on every single piece. There isn't a part on the wood floor. The installer is responsible if the floor moves. If the customer has a very, very, they call, hello, what's going on? We have movement in our floors. And if I'm not involved in the selling part of the material, then it's very hard for me to keep control and to say, okay, now let's go check where did they buy it or where they go. It doesn't go together. So we right away took the approach that whatever we do, we're going to do it 100%. We're going to make sure we're going to bring products that work, and we're going to make sure we do finishes that work, and we're going to make sure that we do everything that works. As a matter of fact, we had years ago, there was a certain wood, Brazilian cherry.
Okay.
Very popular wood. Extremely popular. Everyone came in, knocked in, hello, what do you want? Brazilian cherry. And these designers came in and they said, let's go, let's do it. And every single job we did was failing. We couldn't figure out how to finish the product and make sure the customer is going to be happy. And we came back and we redid every house. And it costed thousands and tens of thousands of dollars to get and figure out what's going on here. We did not know what we went with the product. They called, why didn't the finish work? They had names, a syndrome on a finish, and different types of reasons. But the bottom line is it did not work. We went to the bottom of it. We figured out which product. We found the product that works. Mm. And since then, this was 7 years ago, since then, we discontinued all the products.
From the failing line.
From the failing. And we use only this product for finishing. So when anyone calls up and says, you should use this company or that company, we're not that type of company. We're a company that guarantees you that the quality is going to be the best, the finish is going to be the strongest, and it's going to last, and you're going to be happy. And we don't like to go in. If customers tell us, use this product, use that product,
you can't take responsibility.
Not cool.
Yes, yeah. Yeah. So that's a very important point, that if you're going to take responsibility on a project, then you have to look over every aspect, from the materials, from the glue, from the way it gets floored, the way they lay it down, the actual talent and the team that installs it. Because if there's different parts of the project that are not under your jurisdiction, how could you take responsibility?
Exactly. When years ago, this was before I had so much experience, there was a very, very, very famous hall that they had a lot of issues in every few 6 months. There was water damage, fixing. So they used to call the floor guy, break up that part, put down a new, come now, 6 months later, now we have water in the other part, fix up. And these are thousands and thousands, every year spending thousands of dollars. And I was called down to this job and I was asked, David, what can you do for us? And I recommended them a special glue that they should use for the floor. And one thing I can say, I did it when I started the company. It was almost 12 years ago. This floor was only scraped maybe one time. And maybe one time there was an issue coming in. Mm. But this floor is still intact, beautiful, sitting in position.
no movement, no problems, just to bring the right product and the what the customer needs in that circumstance. What do they need? So
we're speaking with David Krangle from the Pinnacle Conference in Toronto, Canada. David Krangle is the CEO of YD Wood Floors. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
To be successful, you need to understand what you do best and do more of it.
One of the gifts I believe that we have as entrepreneurs is to be blue sky visionaries, come up with amazing ideas, yet you're only as good as your execution. I've always had coaches my entire life. Once I got into business, coaching for me was a natural must-have. What I found in the past was most coaching programs were more focused around me earning a certain amount of income or taking a certain amount of time off versus me building a business that has value far beyond me. As soon as I engaged the Covenant Group, I could distinctly see that difference.
Working with the Covenant Group, I've gotten away from being controlling about so many of the facets of our business. It has given the people that are in my organization freedom to be creative, freedom to actually develop better ways to do things. I need a coach to help evaluate those things I'm blind to. If you have a blind spot, you don't see it. Without the coach, the process in and of itself is powerful. But the coach makes it work for a guy like me, and I think, frankly, for most people.
One of the greatest benefits of working with the Covenant Group is helping to identify what is it I do best.
My name is Keith Deming.
I'm Norm Trainer.
And we educate and coach entrepreneurs
to build a high-performance business.
Learn more by visiting www.covenantgroup.com.
Shia Rubenstein, Executive Vice President of the JCon Conference, is inviting you to attend our Real Estate Summit on Tuesday, July 11 at the Hilton in Staten Island. For more information and to register, please visit attendjcon.com. Once again, attendjcon.com, where you'll hear from panelists, speakers, networking, mentors, and anything related to real estate. And of course, the great food. Don't miss it. Once again, please visit AttendJCon. That's AttendJCon.com for more information, to see all the different panels and lineup, and of course, to register. Looking forward to seeing you once again at attendjcon.com for the JCon Real Estate Summit, Tuesday, July 11 at the Hilton in Staten Island.
Paraflight, luxurious and private, our network of jets and helicopters provide stress-free corporate flights for discerning business owners and executives. Experience the Paraflight difference as we fly you from anywhere to anywhere, anytime. Call 844-538-1911. Jet and helicopter charters, 24/6 dispatch center, domestic and international, urgent flights, concierge service, ground transportation, gourmet kosher catering. Paraflight, we focus on your flights, you focus on your business. Call Sim Shane and the Paraflight team toll free at 844-538-1911. Paraflight, 844-538-1911. Experience the Paraflight difference, 844-538-1911.
Powerful people, famous names, impactful content.
Leaders who are able to engage their teams more effectively, who are demonstrating a level of understanding and empathy. It doesn't mean we're not going to hold people accountable. We have to hold people accountable for results. And at the same time, there's a great quote, which is, I don't care what you know until I know that you care.
The clip you just heard is from the CEO of Dale Carnegie, Joe Hart. For more fantastic business advice, follow us on Instagram at Business Class Clips.
Back, Mind Your Business with Yusuf Saflis right here on 710 WOR, the voice of New York. And tonight, my guest is the CEO of YD Wood Floors, David Krangle. And we're recording the show from the Pinnacle Conference in Toronto, Canada. David, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business. I have an interesting question. And it's maybe a little bit of a delicate question, but just an important one. You know, anyone who's been in business for a couple of years, certainly for a decade or longer, knows that you gotta service the customer properly. And when you service them and you provide great customer service, you win over a client. In fact, it's fair to say that if a company handles a I don't say a crisis, but a situation that unfortunately didn't go so well, and they service the customer in a great way, they win them over for life. Do you have any perspective on that, or maybe even any stories to that note?
So, yes. So I have this customer that gives me the job, very, very custom house, very expensive floors. And we did two parts. We first do the plywood on the concrete, and then we do the wood on the plywood. And then at the time, we had two different glues that we used. We used one glue that we use for the plywood, and then another glue that we use for the hardwood. We do the installation, everything is done, the job is complete. And I come check out the floor after the installation, and I feel something is funny. The whole floor is moving. Mm. There is squeaking in the floors. And I don't know what's going on. And I go into the next room and I open the closet and I see the glue that was supposed to be used on the wood wasn't used. They used the wrong glue. They used a different type of adhesive that has movement. It's good under the plywood, but it's not good under the floors. Now, I could be quiet, walk away, and hope for the best. But then comes the sleep. I want to sleep at night. I want to sleep. And I also want to make sure that the customer is later going to move in. And when anything is going to happen, he's going to now right away call me. And I'm going to have to come there and stand there and see the whole floor squeaking. I'm not interested to go down that whole way. So I call up the customer and I tell him, I have very, very bad news for you. And we need to rip out the floor. And he says, okay, just do what you have to do. And I reordered a whole, it was a Versailles, very, 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 very custom. And we ordered we ripped out the whole floor and we did it.
Redid
the whole project. And yeah, then after that was done, I felt good that.
Right. You installed quality, perfect job. But now, let's be honest, that customer probably was very impressed with YD.
Extremely impressed. And whatever we did after that was unbelievable growth just because of that part of just doing the right thing.
Now, David, the art of simplicity, perhaps you can discuss that, talk about that. We know that, Apple made famous, you know, that their products are very, very simple. And of course, that help, that's part of their success. Perhaps you could talk about the art of simplicity and you know, you work on some very complicated projects, but at the end of the day, the floor has to be beautiful. And if I may say, even like just simple, the person they don't want to think about it too much. It just is there. It looks beautiful. The art of simplicity. How do you explain that?
So we don't do a bunch of different types of products. We don't have a wide range selection. We keep it simple. Mm-hmm. We keep it down to very few. We don't spend much time with going over so many different types of discussions. We keep everything very, very clear and to the point. I want to talk right away when a customer shows up. I want to discuss what they like, what they go for, and then I right away get to the point. Practical. Is this going to be practical? It's not going to be practical. Do you want something that's practical? Don't you want something that's practical? And the whole experience is very, very quick, very, very simple, and people love it.
Now, we touched on this before, but in general, why is it critical for a company to have clients that are 100% satisfied? If that's even possible, why at least to try to attain for that? Why is it so critical?
We get calls after we finish projects, the project might, we go through the whole job, we check everything and we make sure everything is properly done. We have a process how we follow on how we finish a job. But still there is the part of the customer still wants to always, well, anything happens, a floor is wood, it's a natural product. So you are going to have companies tell you that 5% could be defect. 5% could be defect, the company. So if you have, let's say, 1,000 square feet, the company says 50 square feet could be problematic. Customers don't like it. Customers are not interested. Not even in a one. They're not even interested in 1%. We had once an issue, a house that we started to finish the house, and we saw that we have so many pieces, so many problems, and the company only gave us back 5%. So it was 10%. We only got 5%. But the customers don't care about 5, 1, 0. They come with the hairlines, with any little part, and we have already a system that we come and we, if a wood is natural, a wood is going to, when we install, it looks everything almost the same, but when we finish it, it's going to pop out all the little thing, all the little nicks and that's in the wood, and a customer is going to call you down and say, what's with this piece of wood? And what's with that? The whole house is beautiful, but what's with this? And what's with that part? And we have a system that we are going to fix these little parts. And after we do this, then is when we finish the job. Then is when the job is, the customer says, wow, yes, you completed. You're doing it correctly. Thank you so much for paying attention to our needs and to us. And
now, a few minutes ago, you shared a great story about being honest. Let's just talk about, and of course, that's important in terms of, as we know, the word Ehrlichkeit. But even from a business standpoint, at the end of the day, the reputation of a company is built on honesty, is built on transparency. Perhaps you could talk about that, especially in an industry where, like you just mentioned, there are certain things that are beyond your control. There's certain things that are just, you know, kind of facts of life. If one of your suppliers delivered a product that's not up to par, you're saying that why do you we're going to stand behind the ultimate finished product. Not just giving you excuses, say, oh, you have 5%, you have to understand that's just the way the industry works. No, you're going to be upfront and transparent. How important is that for a company in terms of its transparency and honesty for building long-term relationships?
In long-term relationship, you must bring something that works. And you must you must be honest and open. It's not going to work any other way. You're going to be pushed to the corner if you bring and say and do something that's not the right word. You can't just do a sale. When you do a floor, it's not you're doing a sale and it's not finished. It starts. The work starts once the customer gives you the go-ahead. Yes. We're giving you the opportunity to do our project for us. You have to make sure to deliver 100%. It's very important. It's the only thing that's going to be important for a long time. So it's very, very, very important to be honest, to be open. And if there's a problem that comes up and pops up, you must take care of it right away, and you must open it up and be vulnerable to the issue. You cannot hide it. If you're going to hide it, you're going to be toast. If you're going to hide it, you're not going to get the next opportunity. You're not going to get another chance. If you fail, and it's easy to fail in this business, it's very easy to fail, especially when the competition is so high and everyone wants to do it and everybody wants to be in this field and everybody wants to be in every field. But this field, you cannot just sell a floor. You have to sell understand and be honest with the customer and open and clear and deliver.
We're speaking with David Krangle, CEO of YD Wood Floors, and we recorded this show from the Pinnacle Conference in Toronto, Canada. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Paraflight, luxurious and private, our network of jets and helicopters provide stress-free corporate flights for discerning business owners and executives. Experience the Paraflight difference as we fly you from anywhere to anywhere, anytime. Call 844-538-1911. Jet and Helicopter Charters, 24/6 Dispatch Center, domestic and international, urgent flights, concierge service, ground transportation, gourmet kosher catering. Paraflight, we focus on your flights, you focus on your business. Call Sim Shane and the Paraflight team, toll free at 844-538-1911. Paraflight, 844-538-1911. Experience the Paraflight difference, 844-538-1911.
Gia Rubenstein, Executive Vice President of the JCON Conference, is inviting you to attend our Real Estate Summit on Tuesday, July 11 at the Hilton in Staten Island. For more information and to register, please visit attendjcon.com. Once again, attendjcon.com, where you'll hear from panelists, speakers, networking, mentors, and anything related to real estate. And of course, the great food. Don't miss it. Once again, please visit AttendJCon. That's AttendJCon.com for more information, to see all the different panels and lineup, and of course, to register. Looking forward to seeing you once again at attendjcon.com for the JCON Real Estate Summit, Tuesday, July 11 at the Hilton in Staten Island.
This is Richard Solomon. If you're having a corporate event or a seminar or workshop and you're looking for a public speaker that's just a little bit different, why don't you give me a try? 516-371-4924. I'm a radio host. I'm a lawyer. I'm an author. I've been a lecturer. I've got a lot of really great war stories. And if you want to learn more, go to thesolomonchannel.com and you'll see all the great videos and everything that we've done over the years. We've done a lot of great stuff, including cash flow dynamics, things about small business, dealing with regulation, and surviving the challenges in this very tough and competitive business environment. 516-371-4924. 516-371-4924.
Powerful people, famous names, impactful content.
I always challenge people, what car are you driving? What computer are you using? What shoes are you wearing?
Right.
There is a segment that doesn't matter, but most other segments, right, they are brand consumers. They have an affinity. I'm on the board of Nike. People are passionate about the Nike brand.
That was Beth Comstock, former vice chair of GE. Follow on Instagram at Business Class Clips for more.
We're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Zaflis right here on 710 WOR, the Voice of New York. And my guest is the CEO of YD Wood Floors, David Krangle. David, an interesting question, and actually this is somewhat inspired by the event that we're at. We're at the Pinnacle Conference 2023 here in Toronto, Canada. And one of the highlights, one of the important subjects that they constantly talk about is systems and processes. And I would think for a company like yours, that's so critical, because you could be managing on a daily basis dozens of projects, right? Let's say you have out there 30, 40 active projects. And meanwhile, for one job site, let's say it's on a Monday and you're scheduled to do the installation on a Monday, but then you get a call that the supplies are running a day late or 2 days late. Suddenly you have to shift all your talent to a different site where maybe they could have the supplies a day early, or the supplies came the day before. So you have to really you have to plan in advance, and then at the same time be agile to what's happening out in the field.
Yes, so very good, very good question. This is the reason why I'm here in the conference. This is why I came here. Before I met Kira, before I met this group, I was busy writing addresses a whole day. I had a whole bunch of papers with projects, and every single sheet was a different sheet. This is the scraping sheet. This is the installation sheet. This is the sales sheet. This is the sample sheet. This is the scheduling in the showroom. This is the meeting the customer. This is going, setting up the job. This is purchasing. This is problems. And after finishing, like, I know every week I used to write down all these sheets. What are we going to do in the next? What are we going to focus? I have all these addresses, but I'm so tired. I'm not even interested in doing all the work afterwards. It's just so much writing. And like, where am I going to start? And this is a big problem. It's not possible. It's not possible to live.
To operate that way.
And to run a company like this. So we started to do a system that there's no writing. We put everything into the system one time and everything is in the right place. We have a dashboard. We see all the jobs, all the projects. We don't have to wait for the call. We are ready. Wow. When the customer calls, we are ready. And we are in the know. And we have the calendar connected to the system, that everything is lined up. And so we have even placed for the emergencies, for the special, for if things change, if things move. We have now the guys sitting idling just because we're so efficient.
Wow.
So we took out so much time of running around and doing so much nothing, and rather being more efficient and setting up and preparing, because we have a system in place that just shows up and says, okay, these are the projects that are going to be next week, 2 weeks.
So you have it down to a complete science, systems, processes, and there's no question the customers must love it, because at the end of the day, the whole process is being handled smoothly and efficiently, and not, as they say, as they say out in the field, chop-plop. Oh, I'm coming, I'm not coming.
It's all
scheduled.
It's all to make the customer feel important. The idea is, we are now doing work for one of the biggest contractors in New York City and the tri-state area, and we are just being ready that when he calls, wow, we're there.
Wow.
Not when he calls, we start setting up and we're going to be. No, everything is ready. So we just come in and take care of it very quickly.
Okay, David, the next question has to do with, similar to what we discussed before, you have many different projects out in the field. Okay. And ultimately, every customer wants to know that David Krangel is behind my project. But you can't, it's not possible for you to be on top of 25 simultaneous projects. I mean, you're able to have the idea, you're managing them, you're responsible for them, but you're not out there in the field. You have a team doing it. Perhaps you could share, what's your suggestion for managing employees and a team that are, they're not there with you in the office. They're out there at the job sites. What's a recommendation? Perhaps you could share the difference at YD Wood Floors.
So by us, we try to focus on systems that everyone should know. And everyone knows what they need to do. What's their role? What do I do? What do I do in order to complete this project? And when everyone falls in, if everyone follows the system and they do their part, then everything is going to just go smoothly in and out.
Okay, so now this is already a little bit of a delicate question, and it has to do with spotting great employees, hiring employees. I mean, your reputation is on the line, right? And every job site, your reputation, YD Wood Floors, is on the line. And you have to make sure that when you're hiring people and they're not schlamazels, they're sharp, they're smart, And they can't also like have a situation where they put down the wrong materials, or they use the wrong glue, or they didn't go in the right direction. There's so many details, right? Because we know the interior decorators spec'd out a very, very specific design and layout. You need people that are really good, as they say, tichtig.
Yeah.
You
need not only advice? Good, you also need people that stay. You need to have people that are good for a long time, because these projects are not just going to start today and finish tomorrow. These projects are very long term. We don't control when a project gets completed. We just come in when they need us. And it's very important to have stable people that are, they work on a job for 5 years plus, they hold on a job, they stay, so they could be, and then is when you could be able to do a job and execute a job, is because you have people that are a long time. They were here in the beginning, they're here in the middle, they're here in the end. If someone starts, the other one comes in the middle, the other one finishes.
Right, they don't know what the other one did,
the other one that, the whole thing gets broken and into pieces.
So you specialize in having high retention with your staff?
We have guys working for us forever, over 10 years. The installers are by us forever. The scrapers are forever, from the beginning. I mean, we keep, instead of looking for new, we build up the people that we have, and we grow together. Everyone's growing together, and we adapt. If I come in, I hire a new guy to go do now the floors. They need to now know so much more things, that it takes such a, the learning is so much. So stability is a very, very big key in employees.
Now, here's just an interesting question. How often in your industry do you need to be kept up to date at the latest trends, the latest styles? The latest, right?
Important. Very, very important to know what's going to be next. What are they going to like? Which type of product is the next trend? And it's going to trade shows and doing the research and seeing what's happening in the industry. That you shouldn't fall out and stay selling products that people are not even going to like. And in 2 years from now, you don't know what's going to be. So you need to just do the research and be on top of it and stay focused. And that's how you can win it.
Amazing. David, before I let you go, this is just an interesting question. You started the company 12 years ago. And Baruch Hashem, a young guy building a family. What's some advice that you could recommend for people for balancing that? We call it work-life balance out in the world, but making sure that you're giving the proper attention to your family and yet at the same time managing the responsibility of running a major company.
So I feel that the work and family is one. It's two different zones where you have to focus different focuses, but it's connected. It's connected one with the next. You have to work hard at work, and you have to work hard at home. And if you do both, then you're going to grow tremendously. Never, ever give up any of these two. If you're going away and doing other things and giving up on the family, giving up on work, then it's going to break.
Yeah. So you have to be 100% committed to both and make sure that the time that's associated for one is, you know, your head's in the game for that.
When you're with your family, you need to bring them everything and focus on every single child and everyone in the family to give them their attention. And because you're only there for that period of time. And then when you go to work, you focus on that part. You don't mix it up, but you need to be focused to give the fullest when you're there.
What a great conversation with David Krangle, CEO of YD Wood Floors. David, before I let you go, what's a final tip that you could share with the listeners of Mind Your Business?
Being in this business for such a long time and being focused on the business, we had a lot of struggles throughout the years on how to navigate certain projects, and we had a lot of struggles throughout, I never gave up. So I feel like whenever you do something, don't give up on it. Just continue. If you know that you're doing the right thing, just go for it. And don't let anyone drag you down and pull you away and say it's not going to work and it can't work and that's not possible. It is possible. Everything is possible. It's you. You need to do the work, and you just continue doing the work, and by the end, it's going to pay off.
Such great advice, and what an incredible show. Special thank you to my guest, David Krangle, CEO of YD Wood Floors. Tonight's show brought to you in part by YD Wood Floors, and it was recorded at the Pinnacle Conference here in Toronto, Canada. Well, this wraps up a great edition of Mind Your Business. Tune in again next Sunday night for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 710 WOR, the voice of New York. Have a successful week.
710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network present Mind Your Business, hosted by the president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis. Founded in 1992, Bottom Line Marketing Group is a strategic, creative, and execution-driven marketing agency, helping businesses by clarifying and promoting their vision, mission, and purpose to support its lead generation and customer retention initiatives to gain market share in their industry. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday evening at 10 p.m. for this intriguing radio show as Yitzhak interviews Fortune 500 executives, business leaders, and marketing gurus from a wide variety of business industries. Now, Yitzhak and his guests offer their knowledge and expertise to help you be successful every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.